jeopardize him and ask for a post in the other. Well, no, he's one of the big three in the House through the change of speaker and so on. He has a very prominent role in the House. He's more and more exercising his muscle. And he's Dick Cook, and I put a lot of weight in Dick's view of things. Nelson's not anxious to let Long and the Senate Finance Committee pop out a welfare bill that he sends over there. Either liberals or conservatives. So that he's going to be very slow on sending it over. Elliott feels that Mills will try and couple welfare reform and a substitute for revenue sharing, probably federalizing welfare and not Social Security. He suspects that he'll try and split it off.
And it goes separate. So I would say the view of the congressional people, as distinct from Elliott was, that if he does that, then he'll have an awful hard time getting that very extensive piece of legislation through the House, unless he gets a lot of support from here.
Right.
It's a bill with welfare reform.
And federal welfare reform. Tougher welfare is tougher work requirements.
Yes, and so forth. Yeah.
And send it over to get revenue share and a form of welfare sharing. Welfare sharing. I mean, it disadvantages so many states.
Oh, yeah. That's not getting through at least.
Well, I don't know if that's very sensitive this morning. I don't think they've counted any notices. I think it's rather premature.
I'll get through state by state.
We talked about cashing out food stamps. We talked about public service employment. We talked about tough work requirements. Well, we just went through the whole limiting issue. I think there's a pretty general consensus. They understand that you want tougher work requirements. They are going to hang with not cashing out food stamps, or putting it this way, we'll do all the technical work to assist them in cashing out food stamps. But because of Harvard's very strong opposition, Veneman will put his tongue in his cheek and say, we don't have a position on that. And
I have.
Well, I know you have, but your Secretary of Agriculture is opposed.
Why? Well,
he's testified that he's opposed. He's against the farmers who will oppose it out of kill welfare reform.
He's really against
that's what he says. And there's a disagreement among the departments on whether that's an accurate reflection or not.
I can't believe it is.
But I have a side arrangement with Veneman.
In other words, cash it out.
Right, exactly.
I think he is.
The way that these committee people like him, they trust him. And
I agree with him.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Senator Richards is going to replace Egbert. I'll make a note to talk to you about that.
Going to replace him.
Blunderbuss.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else is part of this morning? I'm going to go back to the guy that had the board now. He's got a couple of prospects. One's got a great intended name.
I suppose the other thing we talked about was the public service employment aspect of welfare reform.
Yeah,
the Labor Department's recommendation to have a fairly substantial program of public service employment for welfare people, and to use this plus our special...
That'll be our alternative to their...
That's the Labor Department's view of how to present
an alternative to the
Nelson effort. This Nelson effort that's going on now.
Yeah.
Plus our special revenue sharing, which has a large budget attached to it. And
for manpower training.
Yes, for manpower training. But even in the welfare reform, we're sticking to the concept of these jobs being as much transition jobs as possible.
Good.
From the welfare job into a regular job.
Strong incentives, diminishing federal payments the longer the fellows in the job.
You're also going to have some public service jobs and manpower training. Special revenue bill, when it goes up.
It's a special revenue.
Of course, is it?
Bill, but no, that's different. The question is to describe what you mean by manpower training. And that description, on the one hand, emphasizes training, doing something for the individual that can help him or her get into regular work, but it permits the use of public service employment as one of the work sites, so to speak, where that could be done. But again, the emphasis is on a transition type arrangement. On the other hand, if you have the really follow through on the theory of revenue sharing, if the community wants to emphasize that to a considerable degree, the philosophy of it would say, well, all right, if community A wants to do that way, that's up to them. But the main thing is that you don't have a category that requires community B to do it also if they don't want to. And I suppose that kind of differentiation, of course, would bring up.
Egbert, he is no administrator, and Richardson's decided that his best use is as a salesman on the road, talking to groups, peddling the administration help. So he's going to move him out of the assistant secretary for health and get a satisfactory going to work, and you won't get any specification at all.
feel that way. I've never been enthusiastic about these boards, and I would have to say that if there's one place where we have a special problem, it's in the construction industry. But when it was put up as a voluntary thing that the industry and labor might undertake themselves, then it seemed to me that was worth encouraging. Because there's just an outside chance that people, if they want to work at it, could do something. But if we've got to force them into it and then take all the heat for it,
yeah,
I think it's unlikely.
Now, the other point is that I didn't force them into that. Do the other thing so that the wage price freeze, no matter how we describe it, would be considered to be wage price controls. No way of separating from the specifics. That's no good. There's no things, and it has all the problems of when starting that will be saved and let's go further. It does work.
Of course, I think we're sort of gradually winning this battle on the inflation front, and we can just stick with it.
The other point is whether or not on getting this, on biting the bullet, it's been follow up there. I suppose that breaks the productivity commission, doesn't it?
It may drive the AFL-CIO off that.
They become sort of, they come out past two. They have a little problem. We'll do our best with them. But as far as the wage price board, you don't really visualize it. Hutch would set up that board with all of this and they get together. They're going for a writ of mandamus, and they're going to proceed.
called it forth were conditions of wages actually declining, with the threat of big government contracts being a juicy reason why people would cut their wages in order to get that contract. Yeah. And therefore,
as
you
sure if that goes into the end of the paper.
John, but to what the findings are listed in the law, they usually have some preliminary statements.
No, and I just don't know the statute. I guess we have to go back to the legislative history and see what that amounts to. And the body in my head doesn't have that. This is one of those companies. We'll do it.
How about you, John? You've heard his arguments. Like, well, I
give it to us anyway. Doesn't that sound like a...
That's what I think we...
Yeah, because they have to realize that people in the country don't understand it, maybe for it and so forth and so on. We're not asking for it. It's ours. It's a power of brother. It's not requesting. You think he's got enough guidance on it?
Well, I think I'll call him and just reinforce this.
Would you also, when's he testifying?
Tomorrow. I don't know whether it's in the morning or the afternoon.
I think it's the morning.
What are you doing? An awful lot of testifying.
Sure,
that's the other
day. It's different. But to a demand, it's at the beginning. I mean, you know he has to, but would you also tell him what we've done on the greatest of privacy, what we are considering on the wage on the construction trades since the state of Spain, rather than freeze? Bring him over here and talk to him.
Deal these things with a great skill.
Yeah, we do call him in and say on the wage price for him, and also on the wage on Arthur Burns' suggestion. Now that's the thing they'll try to pin. Well, no, this is on the legislation, but if he says what about the General Federal Reserve Board's suggestion that we have a wage, yes, stabilization,
a wage stabilization board of some kind.
If he's asked about that, I think you should send it. Please. Give it the same disdain that Arthur gives everything we suggest. I don't want to get a direct fight with Arthur. That is a good idea. But maybe just say, well, that's a matter that has we haven't considered. The president hasn't as yet been convinced that this is something that will work. Until he isn't about to put anything that won't work. How's that? And but he says his mind is open. He's considering all these things. As his action later today in construction indicates, he will act. As his action of spoil and steel indicated, he will act. But he doesn't believe, let's say we talk about the ask about job line, he doesn't believe in job line without teeth. He doesn't believe in any action unless it will work. And wage price, the thing that you have to consider is whether or not that sort of thing will work, even with, and not Arthur's suggestion, but the law will work in peacetime. For that reason, we have not asked for it. We have doubts, grave doubts about the thing. However, if the Congress proceeds to give that authority, we will not object to receiving that authority. That's one of the tools that could eventually be used.
I'd pass that along to him, the Ships of Compensation, and say that he suggested I pass it along, and that if he had some questions or things that he wanted to clarify with you personally, why you'd be glad to talk with him on the phone or.
Yeah, I know he's preparing this, but I would just assume that he stayed just as far away from it as he could, you know, and keep just as loose as he could. That's the way, if you want to be here while David comes in, that's who's next. David, somebody else is bringing him. You've got plenty of other problems, that's right. Well, one other thing I want you know, I want to be sure that Romney and also the justices, Jerry, Leonard over there, follow up on that. You know, that they not indicate any administration division on what we have said about this housing thing. You know, I was extremely clear on that, and it is our position. Now, it may be that they want to go a hell of a lot further than that. And as I said, I left the blackjack case open. There I am about it. Yeah. But why is it? Why? I know it isn't George. I know it isn't Mitchell. Is that these people down the line? Sam Jackson made a speech the other day. What does he want to do? He's talking about the fact that the factories are all in the suburbs, so they get the workers out in the suburbs. So
what does he want to do about it?
Well,
build public housing projects.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills.
Well, that's the theory.
And I'm not going to do it.
I say that your problems in justice now, you know, Leonard, will be diminished.
No. Well, understand on the housing thing, there isn't any way to win on it with regard to.
And we accept this.
That I think we understand.
try and get this worked around into a reflection of the plight of the small homeowner in these suburbs. Because I think we have to personalize this now.
Yeah.
You mean the property values.
What would happen to him?
Yeah.
You know, a small homeowner wouldn't be affected.
Oh, he is. He's you put one of these projects next to
a public housing project.
Yeah, I see. And his property values go down. He doesn't have any way of getting them back. He doesn't
even a small homeowner?
Oh, sure. And percentage-wise.
I see.
So the value of his home goes off much faster, much more damaging fashion than a middle-range house.
Those are the people that I see. And so the small homeowner,
when one of these projects moves in the field out behind this plant, and you get the people coming in there who park their junk automobiles and throw their mattresses in the backyard and all the kinds of things that you get, you just can't get your money out of one of these marginal plants, single-family residence plants. And these are the guys who work hard by this. And the location decision for these projects, these public housing, has to be very carefully done.
Well, as I understand, they're working it out. Under the law, there is no requirement that a public housing project be put anyplace.
Well,
except.
Yeah, that's right. And what
exactly
the thing we're saying by the forced integration is that the federal government should have a location which is selected by a nonprofit corporation or a public housing authority. We're not going to use the coercive elements of the MGD money to compel that location where it is resisted by the town, provided that it is not solely the reasons of race.
Right. Racial discrimination. In other words, it's because of economic or other reasons.
That's it. Race, that's it. And that...
Well, isn't that always the case, perhaps?
Well, how could it be
reasons of race?
It isn't.
It's blackjack or
something. Up in our part of the country, the housing projects that are being put out in the county are basically not black. They're low-class white and Indians.
Yeah.
And they just don't know how to flush the toilets, and they throw their garbage in the backyard, and the place is